and we're getting in the haulage. Ely Arm District Council were in charge of Marl End Road. We still had the Ford to use for light work. The next conversion we had was an American called a Truxton.
A what?
A Truxton. A truck ton. A truck to carry a ton.
Yeah, aren't we?
Which was a frame to fix on the Ford frame. The rear axle was taken off the Ford and up to the universal joint at the Ford was the axle of the... You've got to find the old Paragon now. See if you can find the Paragon. Me with the Paragon and a crowd of people on it. The drive was down shaft to back axle. That's it, that's one. You see, that's... If you look at that, that's a different... To the forward tunnel, that's a bigger wheel.
Yeah.
And the back axle, which extended about 2.5 feet longer than the Ford, about 6 inches longer than the Ford one tonner. Power was through differential to rear wheels, being wood artillery wheels fitted with solid tyres, and a long spring, which helped the load to be carried easy and not bumpy. Braking was by bands fitted with Ferrodo brake linings on the outside of the wheel hubs. Brake rods were fitted to the brake levers, quadrangle, up to the driving cab. My father planned to build on a body for dual purposes, with detachable body seats fitted to seat 14 people with the side curtains to go to seaside on day, move goods another day, and take football team out on a Saturday. Entrance for passengers was by narrow door each side of cab, which was entered from the left-hand side by the door. My father called the vehicle the Paragon. I drove the Paragon to Hunstanton.
Why did he call it the Paragon?
I don't know. That's because he thought the word Paragon meant something good. I drove the Paragon to Hunstanton in 2.5 hours from Ely, a trip I often did. I was there for my 21st birthday. I did Tackle Yarmouth. It took 4 hours, and after staying the day, I was not home very early, often the early hours of the next morning. We also had a Ford tonner fitted with a Dixie convertible body made by a firm at Market Podsworth, Leicestershire. We also had a convertible bus body plus flat top form, all parts fixed with 3.5 inch 3/8 wing nuts, to which we could quickly change the various requirements. A hearse body was included in them, set of bodies. We had this hearse, which used a lot in the Ely district. We later transferred the Dixie equipment from the Ford chassis to an Armstrong Siddeley chassis, being a better vehicle to operate. The flat top platform on, and the hearse could be fitted on quickly. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Getting into haulage. Ely Urban District Council were in charge of the Mile End Road prickwiller. In 1924, the Isle of Ely County Council were to take it over. A tender was advertised for cartage of roadstone from Paddle Siding to Mile End Road and through Prickwiller Village to Adelaide. March to July 1924. We put in for the job, our price being 2.5 per ton. So it, we used the small trucks. The Truxton Paragon with platform body and the Ford Tonner Excelsior with a platform body. These small vehicles were used because they could turn round easy on Mile End Road, Prickmuller. It was a narrow road, and if we got a big lorry, we'd go, it's so far to turn round.
Yeah.
And we could turn round on the road from the railway crossing. Turn round easy in Mile End. From the railway crossing to the drain bridge, we had to shovel stone from Croft Granite trucks onto our trucks and shovel off. We took 11 loads a day, 6 before dinner, 5 after dinner, 8 a.m. to 5, doing our journey in 40 minutes, timed by passing Prickmuller Church clock. Each truck had 2 men to load and unload. Shovels wore out quickly and were replaced at 1 and 6 each. When we got to the railway crossing, we used a Daimler lorry with drop side body, moving a truck load in 2 lorry loads against 5 loads per truck with small lorries. In the autumn of 1924, Turbidsey Farm, Adelaide, was taken over to build a sugar beet factory. We, being haulage people in Ely, became involved, being the end of the year, wet weather made progress slow. No road from Adelaide. The contractors had to make a sleeper road using 4,000 to 5,000 sleepers, railway sleepers, which came to paddle siding. We carted them. The contractors laid them with a parting place halfway up the track to a turning round place at the top.